Now let's examine some of the broader industry trends and business developments. The story about someone leaving Gmail because Gmail thinks I'm stupid has generated over 600 comments and represents a broader frustration with how major tech platforms treat their users.
The post details a series of frustrations with Gmail's interface decisions and feature removals that led to the author's complete migration away from Google's email service. While it's a personal account, it reflects broader concerns about user agency and control in major tech platforms.
From a business perspective, this kind of user frustration represents both a risk and an opportunity. Gmail's dominance in email has made Google somewhat complacent about user experience, creating openings for competitors who can offer more user-centric approaches to email management.
The technical details of the migration are quite interesting. The author documents the process of moving years of email history, contacts, and integrations away from Google's ecosystem. It highlights how platform lock-in isn't just about convenience. It's about the significant effort required to maintain digital autonomy.
This connects to broader regulatory discussions around platform switching costs and digital market competition. The European Union's Digital Markets Act specifically addresses these kinds of switching barriers, recognizing that high migration costs can effectively prevent competition even in markets without formal monopolies.
Let's also examine the CT scan analysis of BYD car parts that's generating significant discussion. This kind of detailed engineering analysis provides fascinating insights into Chinese automotive manufacturing capabilities and cost optimization strategies.
The teardown reveals sophisticated engineering and manufacturing processes that challenge Western assumptions about Chinese automotive technology. BYD's integration of electronics, mechanical systems, and thermal management represents a level of design sophistication that's genuinely impressive.
What's particularly notable is the cost optimization approach. The scans reveal how BYD achieves competitive pricing, not through lower quality materials or simplified designs, but through integrated engineering that reduces part counts and assembly complexity.
This has significant implications for the global automotive industry. Western manufacturers have traditionally competed on brand prestige and technological leadership, but BYD's approach demonstrates how integrated engineering and manufacturing efficiency can deliver comparable performance at lower costs.
The political implications are also significant. As trade tensions between China and Western countries continue, understanding the actual technological capabilities of Chinese manufacturers becomes crucial for policy decisions around tariffs, technology transfer, and competitive positioning.
Speaking of political developments, Trump's signing of a downsized AI executive order after weeks of reversals provides an interesting case study in how AI policy is evolving. The final order is significantly more limited than initial proposals, reflecting the complexity of regulating rapidly evolving technology.
The policy reversals highlight the fundamental challenge of AI governance. The technology is advancing faster than regulatory frameworks can adapt, and different stakeholders have dramatically different perspectives on appropriate oversight levels.
From a business perspective, the uncertainty around AI regulation creates planning challenges for companies investing in AI capabilities. The multiple revisions and policy reversals make it difficult for businesses to understand the regulatory environment they'll be operating in.
What if we're wrong about our assessment that the downsized AI order represents regulatory uncertainty? The counterargument would be that the multiple revisions actually demonstrate a thoughtful policy development process where initial proposals were refined based on stakeholder feedback and technical realities. The final order might represent not political indecision, but rather evidence-based policymaking that adapted to input from technologists, economists, and civil liberties advocates. If this interpretation is correct, we should expect to see more nuanced, technically informed AI policies emerging from this administration rather than the broad, potentially unenforceable mandates we initially anticipated. The key signal to watch would be whether future AI policy announcements demonstrate similar iterative refinement or whether we see more decisive, unchanging positions.
That's a fair point, Sarah. The willingness to revise policy positions based on new information could actually be a strength rather than a weakness in dealing with such rapidly evolving technology.